being a peacemaker, but the Lord kind of shifted gears and sent me another way. But I like that because you can go ahead and roll it, Beth. You get us a title or no? You didn't. He's looking for you. He did. I got a scripture. The Lord spoke a scripture on the way to church to me, and I wasn't sure where it was at, so I told Beth to look it up. I didn't have a title. You don't have to have one, but I like to know down the lines on what God's speaking to us. But God said, tell them I'm looking for them. Now, we done give our heart to Jesus, but it'll make more sense because I'm telling you that the Lord spoke this to me back yonder in 1994, and all I had was a desire to prosper and be a blessing. You know, I just had that inside. How many knows the Bible says it's God that works in us both to will and to do of His good pleasure? And I just had that, you know, and no money, worked for the other guy, and ain't nothing wrong with that. He blessed me right with the other guy. He started raising me up then. And I mean, took me to the place to where I was right under my brother that had been there for a lot of years before me. God did it. Out of tithing and giving and just knowing on the inside if I would honor God, that if I would just honor God. I didn't know a lot of scriptures, Mac. I didn't know a lot of word. I didn't know a lot. All I knew is I knew God. I knew Him. And anyhow, I'm at church one night, and this Bill Barrio had come through. Some of you remember him. He's gone now, but he come through and he called me out. Or either I went up for prayer or called me out, whichever way. But when I got up there and he said, I see you. He said, God has anointed you to teach God's people how to prosper. And I'm standing there thinking, I wonder if he's got the right guy. I ain't even got the money to get to church yet. Hallelujah. How many knows God don't look at you where you're at and decide if He's going to speak something into your life at what He already has planned for you? God usually will speak into your life, and you will be like, only God can do this, and that's all we need. But He spoke that to me, and He said, I see you with a fist full of dollars. He said, and God had anointed you to teach His people how to prosper. Well, I didn't even know how to prosper. But see, I was already prospering because I was following the Lord. But God spoke to me. He said, I've called this church and I've anointed this church. And if you're called to this church, you're under the same anointing that God has put over this. He said, I want you to tell them that I've anointed this church to teach my people how to prosper. God has anointed you to teach. That's why we're anointed with our kids and our grandkids to teach them the ways of God. Everybody has it, but I'm just saying, God has anointed this church and anointed you to prosper. You are anointed to prosper. And the whole world can be against you. Everything can be against you. You can be in debt so far you can't breathe, and that can be against you. But you just believe that God's going to prosper you, and God will begin to lead you and show you how to come out into that wealthy place, into that abundant place. Don't put a time on it. You just go after God. Put that scripture up, Beth, that one you found for me. Let's read this scripture. He says, for the eyes of the Lord are moving to and fro throughout the earth so that He may support those whose heart is completely His. One translation said, His eyes are roaming to and fro the earth looking for someone that He can show Himself strong to. He found you. He's been looking for you. He's been waiting on me to get into that place. His eyes are roaming to and fro. How many knows that God is mindful of us? God's mind is on us. God's conscious of me and you all the time. Not just us, but I'm talking about here. He's conscious of us all the time. He's unfolding His plan in our life. I'm going to prosper. I don't know about you. I don't care what the government says. I don't care what the world says. I don't care what doubting people say. This Bible is all the evidence that I need to know that I can come and tell you what God will do. He's looked for you. He has found you. And He has anointed you to prosper. He's anointed you. He's anointed you to prosper. Hallelujah. And you know what? Praise God, we're going to have offspring. I'm talking about spiritually. People you invite, that Monty is a result of Richard being in this house right here. Somebody told Chris, I think it was it you? Monty. Monty told Chris, his whole life has changed. His whole marriage has changed. I won't go through if he wants to tell you all the mess they was in. He can tell you himself, but they're not in it no more. They've been here a little while under the Word of God and faithful to the Lord. The main thing is being diligent to go after God, whose hearts are towards God. I mean, fixed trust in Him. Hallelujah. You make a choice. You can train yourself to trust God. You can trust God in your marriage. You can trust God with your kids. We got some on the third pew right now. It is full restoration that God did. And I mean, all hell was against that family. They could write a book and tell you. Johnny can tell you fasting works. She almost turned into a white boy. I think he went 40 days. He went on a 40-day fast. He wasn't playing about his family. Amen. He was seeking God in his heart, and God was looking for Johnny. He didn't look at him. He said, there he is right there. He started fasting, man. All hell come again and bless God. Now he's coming after me. He's coming after me. That's all you got. I'm not just talking about Johnny. I'm talking about that's us warriors of God. We've been called. We are warriors. In the spirit realm, we're more than conquerors. The Bible says that we are kings and priests unto God. Hallelujah. Kings are in places of authority. We've been seated in heavenly places. We are destined to succeed. We are destined not to fail, to prosper. That's God's destiny for us. Hallelujah. And we win people to Jesus. I just did a funeral. I don't know if y'all know Bulldog Thomason. You know, I did. They asked me to come do his funeral. They could ask anybody to go do that funeral. I knew them guys on and off, but we've labored and we've given them food and you know them, but they've been through the lines and all of that, you know, and believing all the time that they'd get born again. Got to pray with the one that I went and did his funeral yesterday, and about 2 weeks ago, our last giveaway, I reached my hand down in the car and told him, I said, I'm going to pray for you. His other brother wanted me to pray for him. And he was with his brother. And when I reached down into there, he looked at me and he said, hey, I've made things right with the Lord. I've made things right with God. And I thought, glory to God. I told him, I said, glory to God. I said, I'm going to still pray for you. I prayed for him and the Lord touched him. Well, I got to do, I had the privilege of doing his funeral, you know, and the Lord spoke to me, and the Lord said, I want you to give to that, he didn't have no insurance or anything, you know, so it's just everything was going to the funeral home up in Hollypun, and the Lord spoke to me, and he said, I want you to pay this, I want you to go take care of some of this, and I didn't have to come to the church. It's a church, can we take up an offering? He didn't tell me to come to the church, he said, I want you to. And I'm on my way up there, and I had that check, and the Lord spoke to me. He said, that's what I'm talking about. He said, I've anointed you to teach people how to prosper. He said, because my church can't be broke and help people. He said, preaching to people is not just sometimes money. It is showing them the real thing, the real generous heart, the real giver. And you know what? I'm up there doing that funeral, and they didn't know what to give. I just give that to them. But some of them come over to me, and even some that knew them, it's been down here. They started something. People started telling me, man, we're coming to church. We're We've been talking about it, and we've been going through, hadn't we, believing for them and all that. We've been sowing. And get used to it, Mac. You may have to sit over there by yourself. All this is going to be full of people hungry like you are after the will of God. We'll make place for them. We'll stand if we need to, hallelujah. We gonna see what we've been believing God for. It's not about this church being full. It's about, he said, I've made things right with the Lord. I didn't ask him, and I told him at the funeral, I said he felt to tell me that. I said, I didn't ask him if he'd made things right. He just felt to tell. You know why? Because there's something different in us Christians. Amen. There's something about us. We're set apart. We've been set apart. We've been set apart by the Lord from this world. Hallelujah. Now, we might go through some hard things, but I'm believing my business prospered last year. Amen. I'm believing for your job. I'm believing for you to prosper. I'm believing for you to get increase at work without asking for a raise. I'm believing that supernatural things will happen to you. You are anointed to prosper, and you're going to keep your heart right. You're not going to get high-minded. You're not going to think you're better than anybody else. You're going to be before the Lord and say, Lord, had I not sought you, you'll keep your heart. You'll know if the enemy's trying to get you high-minded and to think you're better and all of that stuff. But he's going to take you from one level of glory to another level of glory. He's going to take you where you're debt-free. You can be debt-free. I don't care if you're so deep in debt. I've been there. I've been there when I got my house. House payment every month, and I looked at the interest and it was terrible. And I'd lay it down and I'd tell Teresa, don't show me that no more. The interest was terrible. And so I just wouldn't look at it. Why? Because the Bible tells me not to look at those things that are seen. Don't focus on them. Don't meditate on them. Impossible that long. Just focus in on me. Well, you know what? Today I don't get them anymore. I own it. Hallelujah. You'll own yours in Jesus' name. If he'll do it for me, he'll do it for you. He can bring you out quickly. I didn't go the full term. Actually, you know, if I owed for a house today, I would look and watch, and when the interest rates drops about 2-3% below what they are that you're paying, I'd refinance. What if they don't do it? What if they do? You got favor. You're not ordinary. Lord told me to do it with my house. 1 year, dropped 2-3%. I went and called up another company. I'd done found out that banks want me. They'll compete for you if you're a good payer and all that stuff. They'll compete for you. They'll be like, nah, we'll give you 5% interest. Then, but we're getting 8. Now I'm going over there because they give 5. Well, we'll come down to 5. But if you're in there, oh, I just can't do it, I can't. The Bible says in Philippians 4:13-19, it says, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Do y'all remember when the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary before she had a baby? And she had never been with a man before, hallelujah. And told her, you know, you found favor in the sight of God, and you're highly favored, and you're going to conceive a child. And she told Gabriel, she said, how can these things be? She said, the Spirit of God's going to come on you, and he's going to do this and all of that, you know. She said, how can these things be that I have not a man? She hadn't been with a man, period. And he says, with God, all things are possible. Put that up there, Beth. I think that's Luke 1 something, whatever I got. But I told you that up above it. He told her, this is when he's telling the angel, Gabriel, is telling Mary before she got pregnant with Jesus. She had told him all that. How can this be that I've not been with a man? And he said, for with God nothing, somebody say nothing, nothing, shall be impossible. Amen. The angel told her, a natural woman, Something here that's fixing to happen, he's going to supernaturally get you out of debt. Amen. Why? Because with God, nothing shall be impossible. Somebody told me the other day, and I was ministering to them about coming to, they've been here before, about coming back to church, and started talking about their gifts. And it's funny how when you get mature in the Lord and you're talking to somebody two or three years old or less or five or whatever, you know, and you see really how immature they are. At the same time, you're like, but I can bring them up. That's supernatural. Because in the natural, my mind used to tell me, just forget them. Let God, I done told them what to do, man. They go blah, blah, blah. Well, I begin to minister the word of God. I thought I'm going to bring him back. I'm going to do everything in my power to get that person back in church. He coming, Sandy. And I begin to minister, and he's talking about the gifts. Got some kind of gift. I don't know what kind of gift. I don't really care. I know the gifts of God. If he gives them to you, that you've got to get in place where those gifts can begin to operate. So I told that I began to minister that, and I said, the Bible says that the gifts will make room for you and take you before great men. I said, but you're going to have to get in the place that God wants you to be in order for that to make room for you. Hallelujah. Well, at the end of the whole conversation and all, that person said, I'm coming back. And I said, I'll be looking for you. And I got off and thought, see, Satan, you tried to get me to dump them. Don't ever give up on nobody. Don't let them wear you out. You can't wear faith out. You can't wear no place I'd rather be than hearing your love. Oh, man, I ain't no anointing on me right now. Sounded pretty rough, didn't it? I need one of them tweaking machines. They ain't even singing no more, man. They making them sound good. But see, let's don't sing. No great place I'd rather be than hearing your love and then walk out of it, out yonder. You know, that's not just a song we're singing here. We're in the, nothing can pluck us out of the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen? And in that love, our faith works right. In our faith, faith is the victory. Faith is the victory, the Bible says in 1 John 5. He says, whatsoever, I usually say whosoever. One translation might say that, I don't know. But it says whatsoever. Well, it just sounds like, Johnny, you're a whatsoever. You're whosoever. Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. He said, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. What does that mean? You're going down the road, going to work. I'm a prosperous man. I'm a prosperous woman, God. God, I'm prospering. I'm prospering going in and out and in the city. And God, I thank you, Lord, that my house, because of you and your supernatural move, Lord, me and the bank don't own it. You begin to say it. You begin to have faith. You fix your heart. Sickness and disease comes against you. I don't care if it stays a week, a month, or the 3 months or whatever. I know a lady in there for 18 years. Right? 18 years. Had an issue of spent all she had. I'm talking about plumb down to broke. Went to all them doctors. Hallelujah. Then she went and touched the hem of his garment. But it wasn't in the hem of his garment. That's where her faith was. But she said, because she said within herself, one of them said, she said within herself, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I know that I will be made whole. And she didn't get, when she stood before Jesus or whatever, she didn't get whole. She heard, but that ain't what got her. Right? It's the doing of it. She had to go out there, and once she touched that, virtue came out of Jesus. Jesus didn't even really know. Listen, our faith draws the virtues of God. Amen. You know, I was telling them at the funeral, you know, the Lord had reminded me of the scripture where Jesus told them the disciples, he said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, if you believe in God, believe also in me. Then he went to tell them about the Father's house or many dwelling places and all of that. Hallelujah. And I was thinking about it today. I was thinking, God, you caused me to see that, hallelujah, and give me vision back to nearly 30 years ago. But God, I need to live on here like it is in heaven because of what Jesus prayed. On streets of gold and walls, there's going to be gates of pearl. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 21 that it's a place where that there all tears are wiped away. There's no more agony. There's no more pain. There's no more sorrow. Hallelujah. And you know what? And I read the scripture where and we get a little older, all us older folk. Hallelujah. Don't you be afraid of dying. The Bible says for me and you to die is gain. When we leave here, praise God, just don't let this natural mind work. When we leave here, the Bible says that we would rather leave this body, Paul said, and be absent with the Lord. Hallelujah. But you know what? We all have a course down here. We got to finish our course. We got to reap our harvest. We got to show our kids and grandkids and other Christians how to fix our hearts on God and let God. If we need to be an example of prosperity, here I am, Lord. After I left there, I picked up a dude. I normally don't, but he had on big backpacks, and I know he's a drifter. You know, and I pulled off and went past him, pulled off and sit there and pull my wallet out because the first thing you know, they ain't got no money. So I pulled my wallet out and got me some money and stuck it back in there, throwed it in reverse and backed up, and he gets in the... I said, where are you going, Huntsville? I said, where are you coming from? I've been all over. And I said, okay, get in. I said, I'm going to take you up here to this crossroads up here. Anyhow, he gets in the truck, you know, and he said, look, I'm going to make all this real quick because I've had a bad, rough, terrible life and blah, 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 blah. You know, and he goes on. He said, I'm going to try to make it real short. And then we can talk about something else. I thought, he's the one I'm looking for, man. Yeah, terrible life, you know, praise God. And I thought, you're sitting in a victorious life, in the vehicle of a victorious man. He's not in the presence of nobody. He's in the presence of somebody that has given their heart to Jesus. Now I'm fixing to tell him about this man. The first thing he tells me is, I'm a man of faith. I thought, you're walking. You're drifting. You ain't even got a car. You ain't got no gas. You know, you're a man of faith. Well, we're going down the road, you know, and I started quoting Deuteronomy 28, and he finished it. I started quoting Jeremiah 29:11, and he finished it. And I pulled in and threw the truck up and parked. Hallelujah. And I bumped him on the shoulder like that. And I said, well, I said, since you know the Bible, I said, you got to believe God now. Oh, I believe God. I said, this is what I'm talking about. And I began to tell him about a broke man. I began to tell him about a broken man that was me. I began to tell him about a broken life was mine. I began to tell him about a broken marriage. It was mine. Hallelujah. I looked at him. I said, you're sitting in the seat of somebody that has believed God. I said, and I picked you up led by this God that you say you know to tell you and to give you some money because you're broke and give you some money. I said, and when you get out of my truck, I said, you tell God Almighty, thank you, Lord, for sending him down here and feeding me. And I told him, he said, well, I'm 50 years old and blah, 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 blah. I mean, he just humbled then. Well, I'm 50 years old. And I mean, why ain't God done it? Why ain't God done this? And why ain't God done that? And why ain't God? And I thought, there's where most of the church is today. That blaming God. Like God's, it's God's fault because I'm out in the middle of nowhere. It's God's fault that I'm a vagabond. He said, I don't want to be a vagabond. I said, you're not one. I said, listen to me, man. I'm anointed to teach them how to prosper. I don't need to teach him how to make money right now. I need to teach him how to sit down, stop somewhere, get a job, shut up, and go to work. Go to church, go to work, and read your Bible. Forget what you know about the Scripture and get to know Him. Amen. You got to know Him. That word makes you religious without Him. I mean, it's out there. It's a fake faith. It's not a genuine faith. It's not the faith of God. Hallelujah. When you get religious, and this church is not. He warns us at different times. He brings things in at different times. But I told him, I said, give me your hand, man. I said, I'm going to pray that my God. See, he's got a God in his own mind. He's made a God. That's why, and I begin to understand over the years why God told me. He told me, he said, never believe based on somebody's experience. Well, I know God, but why ain't God moved? That's based on their experience, right? That'll get you in here and get you confused that God ain't going to move in yours. Right? You got to stay with the Word of God. That's what a quality decision is, that you determine in your mind. You coming out, I don't care if everybody's walking. You going to come out on top, I don't care if everybody stays on bottom. Amen. Everybody has a choice to come to the top. I went down on the streets down there and didn't have no money to give them homeless. And this is way back under in the 90s. And I've started back home one day, and I'm down there, and I mean, I'm telling them about the Lord, and I'm telling them God will bring you out of being homeless, and God will do this, and God will do that. And I've not got all their answers. I don't know if you need to go. I don't know how you need to go. But I just know God can deliver you. Y'all all trying to confuse me. There's too many of you. I don't know if God can move on all of you at one time. So I would just not even think about none of that and go down there boldly and tell them, my God, this Lord Jesus Christ that I've got born, if you will humble and you will give your heart to Him and you will seek Him, He will deliver you. He will bring you out. And I'm on my way back home one day after I'd been on the streets, and God had begun to bless me and Teresa some financially and this and that. Is this my water? Yes, it is. And I'm telling God. I'm telling the Lord. See, every one of y'all in here that's broke and listening out there in the media land, hallelujah. You need to be laying there with your broke self if you're born again and telling God, God, make me a blessing. God, show me where I can help somebody. Show me how I can help. Lord, I want to help somebody. I want to be a blessing to somebody. I mean, lay there in your house, talk to God. Now you're getting God's attention. The Bible says that he's looking to and fro, to see, looking for someone he can show himself strong to and through. I told that guy, I said, listen to me, man. I said, I'm going to pray. I said, and I'm going to believe God. I said, I don't care what you've been believing God. I said, I'm going to believe God when I let you out of this truck, that when you go over there and get your belly full and I said, I'm believing God that things will happen, that there ain't no way that you can determine that it was not God. Oh. He said, oh. I said, yeah, he's another level with God. I should have went under, I'm telling you. I should not be married right now. I should not have a relationship with my son right now. I'm telling you, God is a faithful God. Oh, hallelujah. But it ain't been all up to God all these. I got to work with God and walk with God and talk with God and commune with God and stop letting this world make me doubt. Stop letting my bills talk to me and let me doubt. Stop letting my house payment cause me to fumble the ball. Hallelujah. And so I told the Lord today, I said, whoo, I told that guy, I said, I may not ever see you again on this side of heaven. I said, bless God, but I'm looking at one day maybe seeing you. You get off up yonder, God blesses you, and you say, what was the name of that company? It was Blunt Overhead. I said, don't you forget that. Blunt Overhead. I said, what was I doing? I'm shooting him full of bullets. I mean, I'm giving him hope and courage to get out and not know where you're going. Hallelujah. And God show up in his life like he never has before. See, we can all experience God greater than we have ever experienced him up to this point. And I'm going to walk in that glory. I want that glory. You want that glory. We're going to have that glory in this church. You just hang on there. And you just don't speak no doubt and unbelief over your body. You don't let 50s and 59 and 60 and 61 and 80 and 90. Don't let that determine what you say. You say what the Word says. You get to where you don't need nobody to coach you. You don't need the church coaching you. You don't need nobody. You don't need to go to Facebook. Oh, maybe somebody's put something on there that would encourage me. And then they're all are griping about everything, and now you're worse. I'm telling you that social media these days is nothing but a garbage dump. Garbage dump most of the time. Full of doubt and unbelief and whining and complaining. And throwing one scripture up there, praising God one time, and then you got over there the next time, don't know what in the world they're going to do. And I'm like, God, what happened? Did Jesus die last week? I thought he was Jesus. Well, see, that can get me over here, and then I'll hear the battle, and I'll be like, oh, my God, I hope he don't do me like he did them. That's how come I get on there, and I'll throw some scriptures. Boop. And then I don't go back 10 minutes to see what somebody's saying. I could care less what they're saying. I actually said something the other day and sent it, and I thought, take that back. I finally figured out how I can erase it. Ding! I took it back, and I thought, I'm not even letting them have that nugget. Praise God, I'll just keep at them. Hallelujah. They're so negative, they'll chew that one up and spit it out. I thought to myself, I thought, don't cast my pearls before swine. Hallelujah. Give me that Psalms 115, Beth, please. Travis is singing a little longer, ain't he? Yeah. Ye that fear the Lord. That fear don't mean to be scared of God. That means you reverence him. You respect him like you're doing now. You're doing it right now, coming to the house of God. You come to the house of God, and you're like, God, I'm going to come and worship you. I'm going to worship you. I'm going to praise you for what you've done, God. I'm going to honor you with my words and my lips and my praise, and I'm going to honor you. That's reverence in God. Then God, I'm just like Monty, Lord, let our hearts be open to hear the word of God. God, anoint the pastor. That's what it is. Because even in his praying, we know we can't get nothing without him. We can't preach without the anointing. If it ain't going to do no good. Well, he said, those that reverence, trust in the Lord. You know, when I'm trusting people in my business, and they come, show up, Johnny, makes it a lot easier. I had this guy show up one day, and I mean, he's huge. I'm talking about a huge dude. Young, huge dude. And he's having mental issues. And so he gets there that day, and I'm sending Travis and somebody one way, and this is a big barrel door, you know, and, and I'm going to Hueytown or somewhere, I don't know, and I was taking him with me, and he gets there, and he's going, I said, man, what is it? I don't think I can go. I'm mentally off today. And I thought, man, if I was his daddy, buddy, I'd jack him up right quick. I could help him with that little sissified mental problem he's got there. He'd have a lot worse than that to worry about when I got up off the ground. You know, and I thought, oh, Jesus, what do I do here, man? You know, and I told him, I said, well, fine. I said, that's fine. I'll go by myself. I laid it out. I'll go by myself. I can do this door by myself, blah, blah, blah. I just don't think I can do it mentally, man. I said, okay, go ahead. And so what did I do? Cry? Nope. I got in my truck by myself with that door that takes two men, and I took off. And I said, God, you said you would supply all of my needs according to your riches and glory. Lord, I thank you when I get to that job, Father God, that there will be somebody on there to help me. They'll help me do this, set this door on this and all of that. I was going not knowing what was ahead of me. But I was fixed, trusting him. That's what it talks about. See, he showed up, God did, when that guy didn't. And I went on, and you know what? I made more money that day because I didn't have to pay that dude. And he got robbed by his mental issues. Hallelujah. My point in that, I thought to myself, I thought, had I not all these years, God, that's been a long time ago, 15 years maybe, longer than that, I don't know. But I thought to myself up to that point, had I not learned to trust you, God, had I not, I would have been defeated because somebody didn't show up. But my help comes from you, God. I look into the hills to where my help comes from because I do believe that my help comes from the Lord. Well, you know what? I get down there and that dude, he said, where's your help? And I said, he wasn't mentally able. That's all I told him. He said, mentally able? I said, yeah, he had arms that big around, legs that big around. I said, he's tall. I'm talking about, man, how many dudes make three of me? Don't take much, but anyways. And that guy said, well, here, man, I'm going to help you. And I thought, I knew it. I started telling him, I knew it. Get over there. Well, I was confident, Richard, before I got there. I asked him. I was expecting. See, that's favor. That's the favor that's on your life. You're favored. Wherever you work, they are blessed to have you. They are fortunate to have you. They might not even realize how the Lord is blessing that place because that's why Satan wants you out. That's why he don't want you following Jesus. He don't want you walking in the favor of God. But he said their help, he's a shield. The Lord, he said, the help and shield. You know, he's our protection. I thought about natural protection. I thought about, you know, when a tornado or something's coming, you run in and you get in a shelter. You get in a shelter, that sheltering you from the natural storm or whatever the elements out here. Well, how many knows in him? We're in him. He is our shelter. I'm telling you, I'm not talking about natural storms necessarily. But it is that too. He's our protector from the enemy. He can't just do anything he wants to do because God has given you his supernatural faith. And when your trust in him is to help and to make sure that you prosper, then you have a shield of faith according to the Bible in Ephesians that quenches all the fiery darts of the devil. I believe there's going to come a time when the Lord shows you that what the enemy tried to do you, and you had your faith up, it just bounced off, and a lot of things that you didn't get from the enemy because you decided to trust God. He said, the Lord has been mindful of us. And I said, Lord, you're mindful? I went and looked the word up. Mindful means he's aware of you. He's consciously aware of blunt overhead door. He's consciously aware of Faithway Christian Center. He's consciously aware. You know, I don't know about y'all. I don't know about y'all. It's probably just me. I think about church 7 days a week. I don't know if that's normal or not. I guess it is. But, I mean, I thought, man, I wonder if I ever thought of anything else while I was working and all that, you know. And I was thinking back, Johnny, and I thought, yeah, I did. I really wasn't my mind on church. It's just my vision now. You know, it's just where I'm at. It's just where I'm at. Because I'm like God about being, I'm mindful of the ministry and the church and all of that all the time. I'm mindful of it. Hallelujah. And I count it as seek first the kingdom, and all these things will be added. I find that the anointing to prosper takes you in the presence of people that are not broke. The favor of God puts you in a place and lines you up with people that are in a place to prosper you, to bless you. See, when I started coming to the Lord and bringing my offering to church and tithes and offerings, you can't get me not tithe. I don't give it to this church. I'm just being honest with you. My heart is giving it to the Lord. When I give Him my tithe, I give it to this church and it helps this ministry and feed the hungry, all of that, just like y'all's does and all that, I'm never thinking I'm giving my money to a church. I think to myself, God, You said You receive our offerings. I'm bringing my offering to You, God. I'm bringing it to You, God, and You will do in my life what You said it would do. You said the windows of heaven were opened up and You would pour out a blessing that there wouldn't be room enough to receive it. God, You said that Satan is rebuked off of my financial life. You will increase my right standing in my giving. Hallelujah. My right standing with You. Hallelujah. See, it's all in trusting God. Everything is in trusting God. And some things God is just telling people to go to church. Just be faithful to church and go to work. That's all they know. They're like, oh, God, give me a jet plane. I'll fly over yonder. You can't even get your gas money. You got to borrow money every week. You can't have a jet plane right now. You got to learn to manage your money. You got to learn on Friday, get paid, and put back $60 for the rest of the next week. Instead of just blowing it all that Friday. That's godly. Did you know that's godly? That's the God that you serve? That's godly. That is spiritual. That is faithfulness. I'll get off of that. Y'all trying to choke me down now. Hallelujah. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. But here he says, he said, I will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that reverence the Lord. I was talking about reverence, both small and great. I don't care if you're great, you got plenty of money, or you are down and you ain't got nothing. He said right here, those that reverence me, that worship me, that honor me, he said, I will increase you. Goes on, he said, the Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The word blessed right there means to be highly favored. He's bestowed favor on us. That's how come I feel like in my life, you know, I feel like in my life you can't break me financially. I know how to give my way out. Don't the Bible say, give and it shall be given, good measure pressed down, shaking together, running over? Don't it say, how's it say it'll come to you? Man just going to give it to you. Shall men give into your bosom, right? That's what it says. I mean, knows God's not making money. He's not like the government, make it, not work nothing. You know, no. He's got money. The Lord spoke to me one time and he said, my money for you is in this earth. He said, and as you walk with me, he said, it will be revealed. He said, he told me, he said, I can speak to somebody overseas and tell them his name is Scotty Weston in the United States. And I want you to do this and this. He said, and that person that's obeying me will find you. And I thought, wow, never thought about that. I was hoping it was Pastor Brad. He's a lot closer. Well, see, God had this preacher one time. He preaching on TV. He said, you need a world vision. And I thought, world vision? What is a world vision? I can't even think past Bluntsville. You know, and I saw Dale Drake. I said, man, what's he talking about? You need a world vision. You need a world vision. You know? And so I'm pondering on that, and I'm like, Lord, what does that mean? You need a world vision. A world vision. And he said, well, don't the word say, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel? Well, how can I just think about Bluntsville or Coleman or wherever I'm ministering, you know? And I thought, man, I've got to enlarge. And then I found the scripture in there where he said, Lord, enlarge our capacity to believe. Enlarge our vision. Enlarge us, oh Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm telling God, enlarge us, Lord. You ain't going to be able to help it. You're going to be like, oh, Jesus, I just got to do something for you. Ah, and you'd see somebody cutting, slacking a little bit, and they need some help, and you'll jump over. Oh, I'm going to get by the door. I'm going to do this. I want to do this, Lord. Hallelujah. You can't help it. He's going to increase you more and more, not just money. He's going to do money. Money's fine. He don't have no problem. He don't want money to have you. He wants you to have that and it not have you. If it don't have you, then he can tell you to go help somebody with a funeral and you won't say, God, I needed a roll of sausage. You'll just be like, okay. Aubrey had this saying because she seen making money every day, I guess. And so she started coming and giving to the Lord. And after she decided she would honor God and started bringing her tithe money and all of that, and said something to me or somebody, you know, and said, ah, that's all right. Dad took too much or something, I don't know. I'd said something about it. She said, ah, that's all right. There's plenty more where that come from. And I thought, man, us Christians need to have that thinking. There's plenty more where that come from, God. There's plenty more, Lord. If you met that need, there's plenty more. If you brought me that, I believed you for, there's plenty more where that come from. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm believing God for you to increase. You got to see, expect to see the favor now. You know, that's why the words are. You don't know it. I didn't know we had favor. But when I read it and heard it preached and I read it and I'm like, woo, glory to God. I'm a magnet for prosperity. I didn't have no money, Johnny. I'm walking around. I'm like, glory to God. I'd even tell people, I'm a magnet. You know what a magnet does? Ding, 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 ding. Just draw stuff to it. Hallelujah. Then Deuteronomy tells you that these blessings, if you'll listen to God, that these blessings will come on you and overtake you. Fast and pray and seek the Lord. Repent when you need to. Ask the Lord to forgive you when you have doubts and all of that and speak it. And look, just because the doubt comes to your mind, don't let Satan make you think you've done sinned. You can't help your thoughts coming. But I did find out through a man one time, some woman had told him, it was Kenneth Hagin. He said, you know, he said you can't help it if a bird lights in on the top of your head. He said, but you can stop it from building a nest there. You know, and I thought, wow, man. And man, Teresa, our whole life changed when we found out that our mind was ours and we was in control of it. And when we found out through the Word of God in 2 Corinthians 10 that to cast down those thoughts, those arguments, that it says you, if something says you ain't going to prosper, throw that thought down and say, nah, God's Word says. Or if you ain't going to be healed, say, nah, God's Word says. Long satisfied life, hallelujah. Will you give me and show me your salvation? I tell the Lord real often, you know, I tell him, thank you, Lord. Long satisfied life have you already given me in Christ Jesus. Lord, and you are revealing that salvation to me in my older age. Hallelujah. Long satisfied life in your body, in your finances. Expect the favor of God. Expect it in your finances. Expect it in your family. I'm believing that everybody that's in my family will be born again, Richard. I'm believing that everybody, I'll see a fire start in the ones that ain't right with the Lord and burning for the Lord. And I'll see them prosper and get healed and get set free and get delivered. Hallelujah. I've even accepted some that so warped up, they're so warped up, they don't even know they're warped up. That's warped up. When you're so warped up, you think you're normal, and everybody but you sees you're warped up. I've accepted one of them in my family like that. And I mean, they're doing things that's weird. And I thought, but by God, I got to share the gospel with these warped up folk. Man, they're warped up from the floor up. And they got to get somebody that ain't been up with them to get around them, right? I mean, you got to get in the presence of them sometime. Hallelujah. And so I've been accepting them, and I'm thinking, they're seeing all this good preaching of the gospel I do on there. If I put something on there, I feel inspired. I feel inspired, or I'm not doing it. I just think, if I got any other reason, you know, why I want to, I know stuff about people, and I thought, I'll send them out right there, out on Facebook, and buddy, they can see it, and it'll fix them right up. That's not God. But if you're sitting there and all of a sudden God says, send them this. Put this out there for all to read. And I'm going to take my word, and it's not going to return void. It's going to go, and it's going to start chipping away at those things that are demonic. Hallelujah. Praise God. Believe God in your family. Believe God in your business. I'm believing for my business too. I'm not going to believe for 18 trucks. I don't want them, D. But I am going to believe to make what 18 trucks can with less work and more money. Right? Believe for the favor of God. Believe for God's grace. Hallelujah. That we can prosper without a lot of labor. In the ministry God has given us here. God has given us this church, this ministry. Believe God for them to come in. Believe God for the backslidden man. Thank God every day for them. Just tell the Lord, thank you for the increase at church, Lord. Thank you for them that you've called there, God. We're standing together. The Bible says if we agree together, four-fold cord can't be broken. So let's come in agreement together for the increase of this church. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're believing for it. Believe God to use you and touch lives. You know, God told him he's telling Jesus, I believe it's in Psalms 1 or 2 maybe. But if David was, Psalmist was telling about it, and God said, ask. He said, and I'll give you the heathen for an inheritance. I'll give them to you for an inheritance. So I told the Lord, I said, Lord, give this church. Give us the lost. Give us the lost. See, we can't sit around saying, oh my God, they're going to be this way and that way and that way and that way. And man, if you do all of that, I mean, you're sitting here, we're pretty happy when we're not scrounged together having to breathe each other's air. You know, you can't get increased like that. You know, we'll just bust out the wall. We'll get us a big fan blowing through and get us some oxygen if we have to. Right? Hallelujah. We'll just throw some fans in the window, man. Hallelujah, praise. That detail stuff, get rid of it. Just get rid of it. How's he going to do it? How are we going to do? What? Get rid of all that. That's leaning to our own understanding in Proverbs. He said, trust the Lord with all of our heart. Don't do that. Just acknowledge him. Oh, give him to us, God. Bring us out of debt, God. We want to give. You ought to be believing and telling God, God, I'm going to be so blessed, you're going to bring in major chunks to me. And I'm going to give major chunks to your kingdom. I'm going to give to your kingdom. I'm going to be a blessing to your kingdom, God. How many knows God loves a cheerful giver? It ain't about when you throw it in the pot. That's when you activate it in your heart. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I want to encourage you, be expecting God's favor. Be expecting on your business. Be expecting favor at Walmart. Good deals. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Somebody put on Marketplace the other day, and I'll close with this. And I was just fixing to order some torsion springs for garage doors. And I usually order from this company, and they cost $35 to whatever you get. The least of them, $28, $30, $35 a piece. This dude had been in the garage door business and he'd went to work for this company and going out of business. He's not going to do that anymore. He makes too much money. He sent it on there, and he had 120 springs he sold me for $5 a piece. I went over there and bought those springs. And he told me, I got over there, and he said, oh, you want this? And I said, whatever. He throwed a big roll of bottom rubber, door rubber on there. He said, just take that and give me some scales, you weigh doors. I don't need them, but anyways. Then he picked up some big springs. They're about $200 or $300 a piece. And he said, you want them? That's whatever you don't want, throw them on there. Well, we put them springs on there, praise the Lord. I did two service jobs, and made $700. I gave $500 for the springs. Favor. That was God's favor. And the rest of the 100 and whatever they are left, I only used 4 of them. The rest of all of them are profit. Hallelujah. All year I won't have to buy no more of them springs. Hallelujah. That's what I'm believing for you. That was the favor of Almighty God. What are the chances of that happening? Slim to none. All of y'all. Johnny could have looked on there. What was that stupid stuff? What is that? Looks like a pile of something in the shelf. He wouldn't have thought nothing about it. Absolutely nothing about it. I scrolled through there and I was like, whoo, whoa, dude, $500, 100 springs. I thought, man, I should have now got my calculator out. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's $5 a spring. I thought, man. So I tried to jew him down. I sit on there and I said, hey, would you take $350? He come back and said, hey, no. I could have shut it. Where's my favor, God? Where's my favor? I thought, man, he's bold as a lion. I don't know. He ain't a Christian, men Teresa got over there. He was bold. But you know what? I thought, well, bless God, you know what? You don't want to come down? Keep him. And I went on, you know, and I'm laying there in bed trying to go to sleep, and that's on my mind. And the Lord said, why'd you try to jew him? Oh, my God, somebody will get them before I get back. So I get up the next morning, and I try to send it, and he won't answer me. And I'm like, oh, my God, they're not sold yet. Well, it ended up I got them, hallelujah. What I'm saying, I'm believing that for you, for the favor of God on your life, hallelujah, praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. And we just